himself to call a medical examiner at such an early hour when it wasn't known for a fact that there was a body or even someone missing.
We're out looking now, and the Navy's sending in a few divers, so we'll get the situation handled if it pans out. But I just wanted you to have a heads up, and be sure you give Dr. Mant my condolences.
Your condolences? I puzzled, for if he had known about Mant's circumstances, why did he call here asking for him?
I heard his mother passed on.
I rested the tip of the pen on the sheet of paper. Would you tell me your full name and how you can be reached, please?
S.T. Young.
He gave me a telephone number and we hung up. I stared into the low fire, feeling uneasy and lonely as I got up to add more wood. I imagined the sluggish water of the Elizabeth River, which this time of year would be less than 60 degrees. Visibility, at best, maybe 18 inches. In the winter, it was one thing to dive for oysters in the Chesapeake Bay, but in the Elizabeth River, where the Navy parked its decommissioned ships, I could think of nothing enticing.